Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
So far, we are batting 1,000 in the conference finals in hoops. We're batting 1,000 in hoops. Two really solid openers that I hope are setting us up for long series. The Dallas Mavericks, they do what the Indiana Pacers could not. They steal the opener from the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minneapolis just hours ago. Did not take overtime, but it was pretty darn close. Glad to see a game that went down to the wire. This is good. It's good, even if you're not a diehard basketball fan, to see the West and the East, too, considering the Celtics had such an enormous lead, really lapped the rest of the field in the East this season. It's good to see these two initial games set us up and I think peak interest as we look ahead to one of the final couple series here of the NBA season. And in the NHL, underway in the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Florida Panthers, they use that formula of theirs where they limit shots. It's a lot of clogging. It's a lot of clogging up the toilet. Oh, I mean the middle. A lot of clogging up the traffic and the passing lanes and just clogging. They do much clogging. Not the kind that you get on a stage. Not that kind of clogging. More like a toilet clogging. And they slow it down. And they prefer a pace where their goalie doesn't have to do a whole lot. Although Sergei Bobrovsky is a veteran and he's damn good when he needs to be. But about 2.5 periods into the opener at Madison Square Garden, the Rangers had amassed all of 14 shots. This is what the Panthers do. It is. It's their formula. They stick to it. That's their story. They're sticking to it. And the Rangers, not that they didn't know it was coming, but got a taste of it. So we're going to hear from both the winning and losing locker rooms on this Wednesday night. And we've got a lot more football. Quarterbacks everywhere. You know how much we obsess over our quarterbacks in the good old U.S. of A. We agree on nothing in this world except for football and quarterbacks and dogs. I'm on dog duty all by my lonesome. So Daisy is very confused, has no idea where Bob is, no idea why Dad is not home, and instead stuck to me like glue. So I've got a shadow right now until I leave on Friday. Anyway, it's good for me to get back out and walk in the morning with the dog. I had taken a few months off doing that because Daisy doesn't walk the way that Penny needed to walk. But what I realized is, A, I was missing that interaction with my neighbors who are also out in the mornings, the ones that I would encounter on a pretty daily basis, regular basis. And also, this is good. It's good to be out and get some fresh air before I go to bed. Anyway, so back to dog walking duty. It's still a little bittersweet because Penny and I walked around the neighborhood where I live for 8+ years, and it's not the same with Daisy, but she's little. She needs to learn how to walk more. And yeah, so we're launching back into that after 3 months. And gosh, I think I'll always miss Penny. But after 3 months, it was good to get out and walk on Wednesday morning. I hope that you enjoyed your Wednesday, that you wiggled through your Wednesday. I don't know, that you washed out the Wednesday. Man, speaking of washout, oh my gosh, thinking of those of you who are dealing with the storms, another round of storms in the South and in parts of the Midwest. As I say, my husband is gone. He went back home to the Temple, Texas area, which is about an hour north of Austin. I'll be there over the weekend. We've got a family wedding to attend. And I had talked to him for a couple of minutes on the phone. He's spending time with mom, which is great. So glad that he's back with his family. And he texts me that tornado sirens are going off. Now, he says right away, no need to worry. I grew up in Texas. I hear tornado sirens all the time. Well, I spent 4 years in Oklahoma. I heard them too, but generally they don't go off if there's no danger. This was not a malfunction. They went off multiple times in his town and in the area where he is there with his mom, and his two brothers live in the area too. We've got a lot of family in the area. Anyway, he sends photos and video of trees bending sideways and mom's backyard, meaning his mom, but I call her mom, mom's backyard completely flooded. So the storm didn't last long, but it did produce a tornado on the west side of town. And according to the news reports, and I know this is not unique to Temple, Texas, but it is a sample of what's happening around parts of the country right now. It's been a very active spring when it comes to storms. And I mentioned my mom last week. They had another crazy round of storms and went 24 hours without power. This was 2 weeks after a tree got knocked over in a storm and fell on their roof and put holes in their roof. And so there are a lot of people dealing, especially on the Gulf Coast and in those kind of southern areas, also up into the Midwest. There are a lot of people dealing with not just power outages, but damage and debris and homes that have been impacted by storms, businesses that have been wiped out. I'm thinking of those of you who are going through what's been a very active and scary spring in some places. And so back to my husband's town, come to find out, according to the news reports, in a town of roughly 65,000 customers, 65,000 people who use electric, the electric grid, 60,000 of them are without power. So almost the entire town is in the dark. And as I say, he sent photos. The street in front of mom's house is completely flooded. People can't drive through it. There are trees down all over the neighborhood. And when his brother stopped over, so they have a generator, but it's a solar generator. So once it runs out of power, it runs out of power. And so there's no air condition for a lot of people. The temps have been in the 90s. The humidity is extreme. And so his brother came over and said that, the town on the west side of town where the tornado went through, there's entire sections of the town that have been leveled. And again, I know that's not unique to this part of Texas. There are a lot of other places in the country dealing with severe weather. So please, please be careful. We're happy to keep you company if you need us. But yeah, I know a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people without power on this Wednesday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you want to connect. It was a special milestone for me on Wednesday. I'll let you check out the photo and the brief caption there on Twitter. And I know that Jay also put it up on our Facebook page. Some of you have been asking if you could get an update and a new photo. So, voila! Anyway, yes, you can check it out on both Twitter and Facebook. Maybe I'll talk about it a little bit later. But that the picture speaks for itself. So just go and check out the photo. And those of you who are asking me for a bunny update, Well, there's some pretty drastic news. I will get to the bunny update. In fact, I got home after what was, gosh, two crazy commutes. Home on Wednesday morning and back into the city on Wednesday night, New York City, where headquarters are located. Oy, it's definitely the unofficial start to summer when it comes to people making their way in and out of major metros like New York City. So, Jay, you know, bodes really well for my flight on Friday night. I'm telling you, my upgrade to three books and two power sources, just in case.
That's the drive to the airport.
Just in case I have to spend the night at the airport. So the thing is, I'm taking the train to the airport because it's a Friday afternoon of a holiday weekend, and we've already got one vehicle at the airport, so I don't want to take mine. Princess Leia is staying at home, so that would stink if I got all the way there and then I'd turn around and take the train all the way back. But I suppose that would be better than spending the night in the terminal like I'm Tom Hanks or something.
That would be better. Speaking of Tom Hanks movies from last night.
That's right. That was also an interesting movie. I didn't really like it as much the first time. The second time I thought it was a little more brilliant than the first time.
That's one of my, I guess, I like it. So I'm not getting a guilty pleasure movie, but one of those movies where whenever it's on, I seem to watch it. I've probably seen that movie about 46 times.
Whoa. Is there any Tom Hanks movies you don't like? Because I've got one that I've tried to watch, and it's got to be the worst movie in the history of the world.
You know, I'm admitting this. I haven't seen The Green Mile yet, actually, weirdly enough. It's one of those movies where, like, I have a couple where I want to watch it from start to finish, and, like, I don't know anything about it, so I'm not
spoiling. Oh, like Godfather?
It. Well, I've seen that, but, yeah, like, similar, like, those ideas. Like, those, like, critically acclaimed ones where I want to watch it, like, at the right setting, so I the jury's out on that one, but other than that, I can't think
of
any.
Don't bother watching Joe versus the Volcano.
I haven't seen that.
It's got to be the dumbest movie I've ever seen. I tried to watch it, and nope, can't do it.
I'll leave it off my list. Maybe now I have to, honestly.
Right. There's no. Okay. Go ahead. Check it out. Don't say I didn't warn you. It's funny because every time I say this, people are like, what? That's a great movie. The other one I didn't love from him, and mostly just because of the genre, not because of Tom Hanks, was The Burbs.
I don't think I know that one either.
Oh, all right.
I'm slacking on my Tom Hanks.
Wait, I think that was Tom Hanks. Pretty sure. Anyway. So I don't know how we get on these tangents so easily. They just flow. Yes, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're glad to have you with us on this Wednesday night. You are now close to the holiday weekend. And so maybe you're heading out of town. We not only will be here on Sunday night, we'll also be here on Monday night, taking no more time off until after we get through these playoffs. I think. Actually, Bob's birthday is coming up. I may take off Bob's birthday. I have a surprise for him, which I can't tell you, of course, because then he would know too. So for now, it may require that I have to take a night off. It's that big. Jay, it's that big.
No spoilers here.
No spoilers. I cannot because he cheats and listens to the show.
Exactly.
In fact, as he was on the way to the airport on Wednesday morning, he was listening to Ask Amy Anything. And remember, we were talking about the names of the bunnies. And I said, no one's naming the bunnies. And he writes to me, he's listening in the way to the airport. He writes me in a text, too late, I've named them, and gives me five names for the bunnies. I'm like, oh, no, we're not keeping bunnies. You've been overruled. We have a cat and a dog, and we're not keeping bunnies.
He tried.
Anyway, he did. He cheats and listens to the show to glean information.
I would do the same if I was him, probably.
Would you?
It's like an inside.
Hey, you better not give any clues away, because I told you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you can't, right, you can't be giving any clues. No
clues here. Lips are sealed.
This has got to, I've got to pull this off. This has got to be.
You will.
You think so?
I think so.
All right.
It's in the works already.
It's really hard for me to keep a secret, though.
We should stop.
Maybe we should stop? Actually, you're worse at it. There are times when I say to you, Jay, don't give this away, and somehow you just happen to drop a few words here or there that completely
happens to get it.
Completely ruin it. It's on the YouTube videos that we've done. Jay somehow manages to completely blow through my T's. It's a tease with a giant stop sign. Tease.
A yield.
Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. All right, so we'll get to hoops and hockey once we get through this first break. The Dallas Mavericks, they've got a formula. Now, I don't know that it will work against the Minnesota Timberwolves every single game, but in this particular game, it was Kyrie early and Luka late. And while the Timberwolves can't expect to play better defense, they're going to need to force the issue with the two Maverick stars. There's a chance they might not get three-point shooting as dramatically as they started, especially with Jaden McDaniels and the way he was shooting the lights out in the first half. It's a shame they had to waste that because they got a offensive production early to build a lead, but then couldn't hold it. And Anthony Edwards, he's got a very explicit reason why. So we'll get to that. Plus, as we say, the opener of the Eastern Conference Finals in hockey, it's a shutout at Madison Square Garden. And more football, from Roger Goodell to expanding a regular season schedule to include 18 games. What does that mean? Only one preseason game? Dak Prescott talking about the Stars and the Mavericks in the conference finals. Oh, I wonder if that makes him jealous. Lamar Jackson, he's changing his body type. And then, let's see. Oh, I forgot. I didn't forget. I just forgot for a second. All right, that didn't make any sense. It slipped my mind for a second. Caitlin Clark on her first West Coast trip. WNBA teams now chartering. And so she, the Indiana Fever, taking on the Seattle Storm. This is post Sue Bird retirement. And it's the closest they've come to getting a win, but they fall to 0-4 on the season. I think I mentioned they have 7 games in their first 12 days, which is a lot. It's a tough schedule to start. The Seattle Storm have won multiple WNBA championships. It helped when they had Breonna Stewart on the roster. She was winning MVPs there. And so at the top of next hour, we will welcome a TV reporter from Fox 13 in Seattle to talk about the hubbub around the Fever appearance. I did read, once again, setting records for tickets and crowds at a road arena. Also, get this. You ready? I'm telling you, this is evidence of the draw of Caitlin Clark and the WNBA, or in the WNBA. My mom just subscribed to WNBA League Pass. Okay, I'll be honest. I didn't even know there was WNBA League Pass.
I love that she did that.
I know. And well, so it's a free trial for now. She realized that you can sign up for 7 days and then Amazon Prime starts charging you. So I guess it's through Amazon. Anyway, really funny. Mike, her husband, sends me a text. I am now a WNBA League Pass subscriber.
Amazing.
I said, did you order the jersey? He said, yes.
Oh, it's on the way.
Yeah, it's on the way. She's going to be so excited.
Fever, fever.
She's got fever, fever, and a WNBA League Pass subscription for her troubles. Of all the things I thought my mom would get excited about, this was not one of them. I did not see this coming.
You didn't have that on your bingo card?
No.
Your mom getting a WNBA League Pass subscription?
No, I had no clue. That I knew that she loved watching Iowa basketball, but I had no clue. Not that she wouldn't watch Caitlin Clark if she were on TV again, but that she would be that excited to follow every Fever game.
She's all in.
She was actually texting me, how do I watch this game? I don't see it. I think it's only on local TV. Sorry, Mom, I have no idea. I don't know how to watch it. And then she says, oh, I found out there's a WNBA League Pass.
Instant buy. Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? She's not unique. There are other people out there doing the same exact thing. I think it's terrific. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Caitlin Clark, for getting my mom excited about something. I haven't seen her this excited about anything in sports since the Splash Brothers, since Steph and Clay were tearing it up and the Warriors were going to 4 straight NBA finals. I mean, this is how excited she is, and I'm so happy about it. I'm glad. She needs something to look forward to right now. even as they wait for a contractor to have time to fix the holes in their roof. Okay, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, brand new photo up. Also on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Jaden able to bury it after Kyrie's two free throws.
Man,
Jaden is 6 of 8 from beyond the arc. He's got 24 points. Again, third straight game, 20 or more for Jaden.
Luka diagonally right to left. Now back to his right off. Lively playing pick and roll. Pulls up right of the circle. Jumper good. And it's a one-point game at 89-88. Irving brings it up against McDaniels. Bounces to Luka. Left wing just above the break. Against Alexander Walker, ripping through, now takes the three and hits it. 7 straight points for Doncic, and a timeout call by Mike Anori as the Mavericks have taken the lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Minnesota Timberwolves got out to a bit of a lead thanks to the shooting of Jaden McDaniels, who had 5 triples in the first half. And as you hear on Timberwolves Radio Network, he finishes with 24. So another performance from Jaden in which he chips in and helps out the Timberwolves stars. But matching him in the first half, Kyrie Irving, who really put the team on his back. And by saying that, I know it's cliche, but every time they needed a stopper, every time they needed a bucket to cut into the momentum of the Wolves, he was there. And you know what? No shots from beyond the arc. Well, I should say no made shots from beyond the arc. He only had a handful of three-pointers. None of them went down. The majority of his shots were on drives or were little pull-ups in the paint. And so he was actually inside the mid-range jumper area, which
I
think
dark side, embrace it.
I think it's kind of cool because I feel like the mid-range jumper in the NBA is a bit of a lost art. And so to see Kyrie attack the hoop, to see him get aggressive, and to know that he was able to force the issue with the Timberwolves defense, get some of those guys back on their heels, I think it really set the tone for the rest of the game. And honestly, it, excuse me, it also puts pressure on a defense, even one as talented as the Minnesota Timberwolves. That same defense we saw in Game 7 against the Nuggets, it wasn't there for the 48 minutes in this opener of the Western Conference Finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Getting late into this game, the Wolves did have a slight lead with about 3.5 minutes to go. But as I say, it was Kyrie Irving early and Luka Doncic late.
Kyrie on the drive, can't finish it. Lively the rebound, out to Luka, makes the three, sidestep left to take the three and make the three.
Quiets the crowd down. It's now a one-point game. Who's going to be able to execute against these tough defenses down the stretch better?
And wrap around pass Luka the steal. Here comes Doncic, 4-on-3. Left to Kyrie. Left corner, Washington alone for three. Good! With 1:56 remaining. And Washington again, a late-game quarter three.
Standing on business. When it counts, he hits them.
104-102 against McDaniels. Measures him. Puts it on the floor to his left. In and out to his left between his legs. Right had it knocked away, but he got it back. 7 to shoot on the drive. Little 12-footer right in the lane. Good! Big basket for Doncic. Monster fourth quarter for Luka. He's got 15 in the quarter. And the Mavericks by 4 with 45 seconds remaining.
An 8-0 run for the Mavericks in the late stages of this one. Yes, Luka finishes with 15 points in the fourth quarter. That's Chuck Cooperstein on Mavericks radio. So you get the 24 from Kyrie in the first half, 15 from Luka with the game hanging in the balance. And there was some strong defense too. I mean, these guys were putting hands in the passing lanes. They were active. They were moving around. The aggressiveness, even though they trailed for a good portion of the first half, the aggressiveness with which they started and setting that tone and setting that pace, using their athleticism, trying to get contributions from other places like PJ Washington, who hit a big three late. These are all the ways that the Mavericks not only stayed close against the Timberwolves, but I would say as much as that crowd wanted to erupt in the second half, it was a little more of an anxious type of feel inside the arena. And so the Mavericks got four different guys in double figures. I know they'd like more than that, but were able to get some solid minutes off the bench again with their rookie center, Derek Lively. He was perfect from the field, had 9 points and 11 rebounds, and they were able to use some of the opportunities to fast break, right? They were able to take, whether it be a long rebound, whether it be even a shot out of the hoop and just take off, right? So it was aggressiveness. It was forcing the issue. It was trying to catch that Timberwolves defense off balance and off guard. And it was the superstars rising to the occasion. And so it was a good win for the Dallas Mavericks to start out this Western Conference Finals. Doncic finished with 33 overall. He had 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and 1 block shot. But it was the fourth quarter that reminded us what he's capable of.
I just said to myself, you know, we got to win this game. I got to be way better because three quarters, I didn't play good. So I just came in the fourth, get to my spot, and lead the team to win.
Yeah, that's not what others said about him. He says, I didn't play well. And you could say, certainly, there were missed opportunities there, but you're on the road. That mindset in the fourth quarter was everything that they needed. And to be able to get it first from one superstar and then from another, they get so critical too, because in the NBA these days, how often is it that you'll see a team that has a big three, right? Or you'll see a team that tries to get all their BFFs together. It's the NBA where everyone plays with his BFF. These two guys last year, and they weren't in this kind of a rhythm. They wanted to figure out how to play together. They wanted to figure out how they could have a balance that would work not just for each other, but for the team. And I just think the aggressive mentality and the determination to get their shots, to get quality shots, and the way that they've the way that they look for each other. Luka's got great passing skills, a great passing vision. And I like the fact that it was kind of almost like a handoff of a baton, if you will, where these two guys, they're not getting in each other's way. They're not taking shots from the other guy. It's, hey, you've got the hot hand. I want to make sure that you're in a position to succeed. And the opposite is true. And so Kyrie finished with 30 points overall, but nothing came from beyond the arc. So that truly underscores the aggressiveness.
We just had to start off the game with an aggressiveness and just make sure we bring Rudy away from the basket as much as possible. We understand that's defensive player of the year. They got first team, second team, all defensive guys. So as much as we could attack them in transition before they set their defense, which I got a few opportunities to do, got a few N1s to go. So I was feeling good in the first quarter and just settling, where we are. And it's the Western Conference Finals, a lot of anxiety, some nerves. I've been here before, so a little bit more poise on my end, just being able to start the game with the confidence and that aggression.
We're the underdog, so we're just going to, embrace that role and play and understand that's what we are. And on the road, we got to find a way to win.
Jason Kidd has got two of the best players in the NBA, but two guys that play well together. I mean, it's true that you'll see superstars get on the same team and it just doesn't work, or it takes them a long time to figure it out. I've been pleasantly surprised with how little we've heard from Kyrie Irving outside of basketball this year. I don't know how long it lasts, but for now, he's content. And he and Luka have figured out a way to not just play together on the same court, but to complement one another. And that's so important. Anthony Edwards had another tough shooting night. In fact, goes scoreless in the third quarter.
We came out flat today. And then we found our energy. Then we went back to being flat. So I think it was just on us. Everything was on us today. I didn't get downhill as much. Just stuff like that. We was just a little tired, probably. I mean, y'all can see it. We was a step behind everybody, especially myself. Kyrie got a transition layup from, I think we scored, and he just outran me. I was just exhausted, man. So, yeah, for sure. But we'll be all right.
Not often that you hear a player after a loss say something along the lines of, we were just exhausted, we were tired. That seventh game against Denver happened on Sunday night, but they're home, right? I mean, the Mavericks had an extra day off. They played Saturday night against OKC, but they're the ones who had to travel. Everybody's dealing with the same right now, mental, physical. You just have to push through it. And I was a little surprised. Plus, he's 22. I don't remember being exhausted at any point when I was 22, except for maybe the one time in college where I pulled two straight all-nighters. That was rough. I was definitely exhausted then. But at 22 years old, he's a world-class athlete, and I know these guys leave it all out there, but I don't know. I'm not saying he shouldn't be honest about it, just that I was a little surprised when he mentioned it. Chris Finch has a different perspective on what is a loss that seems to follow a pattern.
We haven't really closed quarters very well, closed halves very well over the last handful of games. It cost us one game in the Denver series. And it certainly had an impact on this game tonight too. So we got to be better in clutch moments.
They did still have the lead. I think it was only a 4-point lead though, with about 3.5 minutes to go. So they were in a position where they could try to close it out. Their scoring just wasn't there in the second half on any consistent basis. So maybe there were some tired legs. Maybe there was some fatigue. But, man, at this point in the postseason, I would think that most teams are dealing with that. And we know every single guy is dealing with some kind of an injury and is kind of banged up. I guess another reason why I thought it was interesting that Anthony Edwards mentioned that, especially the Kyrie blowing by him and getting to the other end of the court, even on a made basket, is just, doesn't that kind of give some insight to your opponents? I mean, maybe they could figure it out that you were tired, but maybe not. Just seemed like a revelation that at whatever, for whatever reason, at whatever juncture, probably isn't one that you want to to make public. That's just me, though. I'm a little old school.
Or
I'm just
old. Mental edge?
Yeah. Well, no, I just think if the Mavericks know, and they do certainly know that being aggressive was the key. They don't want to fall behind again the way they did. But if they already recognize, I mean, they play again in 48 hours. If they already recognize that Anthony Edwards at 22 years old is exhausted, he's had shooting issues in this postseason anyway, then I would think that would be a major piece of their defensive scout.
Right, like attack him. Let's
like
put
a
more
game
and more.
Plan. Yeah, I don't know. It was a little odd. I just wasn't expecting to hear it. But he is 22, and sometimes there's a little less of a wisdom about what to say, what not to say at 22 years old. I have no doubt he'll recover some of that energy soon. All right, coming up, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever on the West Coast against Seattle. Closest they come, but still over. And yet the fans are still on board. You'll hear from Caitlin specifically, and then top of the hour, we'll head to Seattle. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. I did go back and answer some of your questions that you posted for Ask Amy Anything, so you can find those on the original post from Tuesday night and Wednesday morning.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Playing at UConn, she is used to all of this. Oh, Caitlin Clark, rookie on rookie crime right there in Mule's face.
She held Caitlin 10 points below her average.
Clark with it. We got a tie ball game. Clark unties it. 2-point lead, and now the Fever are feeling it. Good move by Clark, and she forces it up. And the rookie's starting to take over a little bit here. Back to two.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, so close. And yet still the Indiana Fever are winless. But best game of her pro career. 5 games in. A solid one for Caitlin Clark. Team high 21 points. So she's been the leader in scoring for the Fever almost every game out. And this is right after she rolled her ankle, remember, in their last game, which was a loss to Connecticut, have to travel cross country to play in Seattle. And she did struggle a little bit early. We've seen that kind of feeling out the defense giving her extra attention of these new teams as she faces them. But she was able to help the Fever rally in the third quarter and got a lead, actually, going into the final quarter. So it was a good back and forth in that final minute. Gosh, so much was going on. So remember with the Indiana Pacers, how the Pacers committed a turnover with 10 seconds left. They had a 3-point lead and the ball, and it led to then an inbounds play to the Celtics and Jaylen Brown, who hit the three. Not to mention there was a chance to foul there, and it didn't happen. They're actually talking about it at the end of the Mavericks and Timberwolves game too. And I thought, wow, it's everywhere now. It's WNBA, it's NBA. Anyway, so the Fever are within 1 point. So they get free throws from Caitlin Clark. Seattle has the ball and the 1 point lead with 11 seconds to go. Turns it over. Turns it over on the inbounds. And so the Fever end up with the ball. So 11 seconds to go, or about that, 10 seconds to go, with a 1 point deficit, and they've got the ball. But as Caitlin was taking the inbounds pass, she stumbled a little bit, and it turns into a jump ball then that was controlled by Nneka Egwumike of Seattle, and she then hit one of two free throws. Indiana didn't have any timeouts, and all they could get was a heave at the buzzer from Aaliyah Boston, and it didn't go. So I was thinking about it. Pacers, their final minute, really their final 15 seconds against the Celtics, and how they kind of fumbled away that win. And here are the Fever. Now, they weren't leading, so that a little bit of a different situation. But they do have an opportunity, and they also squander their inbounds play and then can't get up a quality shot when they're out of time. So I'm sure Indiana basketball fans are ready for something different, if you will. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A sellout crowd. Stop me if you've heard this before. More than 18,300 people. The largest ever for a game in Seattle. And so here are the fans, obviously not making the trip from Indianapolis to Seattle. These are local fans who are excited to see Caitlin Clark and to be part of this new phenomenon that has swept the country. And they were there to support the Storm. I mean, it's not like they were only cheering for Caitlin. It was kind of interesting to hear the audience react, and it was a good crowd. It was just a good atmosphere for women's hoop, especially this early in the season. And yeah, Caitlin Clark is the major draw. That's why ticket prices are going up. But at the same time, you've just got fans who are excited about seeing the product that's on the court. And I think once you watch, especially if they're close games and you get to see a show by the local team, well, then you're more inclined to return for another game. So Caitlin, as I mentioned, had a team-high 21 points, and this has become pretty standard and routine for her and even for the Fever. Now, it happened when they were in college, but for the Fever now to play in front of these electric atmospheres, even when they're away from home.
It's pretty incredible. That crowd and the environment was great. Like, just looking around, like, just like a sea of people on both sides behind the baskets. And it was a great game. Obviously, I would have loved if we would have won. But, you know, I hope these fans continue to still show up for, you know, Seattle. They've got a great team. You know, hopefully when we come back here, they'll be here. And it's so fun playing in front of those environments.
I'm not sure if you all remember. I actually didn't. I just didn't even think about it. But it's the same arena that held or that hosted the 2023 Women's Final Four. And so that's really where Iowa women's basketball made a name for itself. They drove, not only did they drive all the way, meaning like drove through their conference tournament, they surged through their conference tournament and on through the NCAA early rounds. And then remember, they got to the Final Four and beat South Carolina. And she had a triple-double in that regional final, and then they lost to LSU in the championship game. But yeah, Seattle remembers her well, and she obviously remembers that arena pretty well. Did miss her first four shots, but then was able to find her footing in the second quarter. And she mentions the losing. This is more losing than she's done in a really long time, as the Fever are 0-5. And that final minute, I like that she still has her sense of humor. She's being asked about very specific situations. That final minute, they were so close to maybe having a shot to tie the game.
You couldn't have asked for us to really kind of put ourselves in a little bit better of a position down the stretch considering the circumstances, but probably the longest minute of a basketball game I've been a part of in quite some time. So we definitely gave ourselves a chance, but at the same time, there was some little things that we kind of shot ourselves in the foot.
I shouldn't say tied the game, actually, just to amend. They were down by one when she got tied up, and then there was a free throw for the Storm. So, yeah, they had a chance to take the lead, actually, with those final few seconds. And so there is both the positive and the negative. The positive is that you're in position to potentially steal the win. The negative is you're still young and you keep coming up short, and she's part of the reason, right? I mean, she's had games with a lot of turnovers. In that particular case, it was a turnover on her because she lost her footing. So they'll figure it out. They're getting close. They're knocking on the door. But yeah, the losing, especially if you're a number one pick, right? And you go to a team that's not very good. That's how it works out. I mean, think about the number of high profile NFL draft picks who end up on crappy teams and are just not used to the losing, and it weighs on you and the expectations are so high and you're supposed to be a savior of some sort. But the amazing thing is she's got a ton of support and people around her. Now, I'm not exactly sure how they know this, but the powers that be, the companies and the organizations and the technology that track this kind of stuff, have indicated that with girls and young women between the ages of 12 and 17, the viewership of WNBA games is up more than 200%. So this is part of what Caitlin means to the sport.
The more accessible we can make the league to, you know, young girls, young boys, you know, whoever it is, more accessible to the entire world, I think that's only going to help it grow. So that's amazing. You know, I think this year is probably the most they've had games on national television, whether it's you go down the list of whatever channel it is. And that's only going to give more access to people to watch these teams and watch these amazing players.
I now know that there is a WNBA league pass and my mother is a proud owner.
Will she share her password with you?
Probably. Although there are games on Amazon, which we could both watch. I don't know if she'll keep it. It's a free trial right now for 7 days. She wanted to watch this game. She couldn't find a national outlet, but let's be fair. It's one of the rare games that's not on national TV, right? Aren't there, I think that, what do they have? 36 of 40 on national TV or something along those lines.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's the vast majority of their games that are already airing on national TV. So honestly, if what you want to do is watch the Fever, like my mom has become a mega fan of the Indiana Fever. She's got fever. Really, for the most part, you don't need a league pass. You could just watch them on national TV or on Amazon. All right, we'll head to Seattle next to talk about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.